Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, 2017 marks the five-year anniversary of the Chicago Design Museum. It's located in Block 37 right here on State Street, and the museum displays and celebrates the best in design, which covers a broad spectrum across several disciplines. Their big featured exhibit is running through February, and it's focusing on international architects and their own words. It's called City of Ideas, Architects' Voices and Visions. In studio with me now are Tanner Woodford and Matthew Terdich. Tanner is the founder, executive director of the Chicago Design Museum, and Matthew is the executive creative director. Both, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So this is the five-year anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's crazy. I can't believe it's been 5 years.
Well, I mean, talk about the start. Let's go back to 2012. What was the impetus to start a design museum in Chicago?
So it actually started in Phoenix. That's where I got my undergraduate degree. We had planned a conference, and for several years, this conference built an audience. And eventually, at some point, we started attracting bigger conferences to Phoenix. And in those years, we did things around the conferences to contextualize Phoenix design. Okay. Sure. And one of those things was the pop-up Phoenix Design Museum. I moved back to Illinois because I had a sick family member. My mother was diagnosed with cancer.
You're from here, yeah.
Yep, I was born on a farm downstate and ended up in Arizona for a decade and then came back to Chicago. And when I came back to Chicago, I met a wonderful group of designers and we started discussing what the city needs, what the opportunities are in the city, and how to sort of contextualize design. Mm-hmm. And we talked about starting a magazine, we talked about starting all sorts of galleries, all sorts of things, and eventually realized that, you know, the word museum carries a significance. It carries an importance, and it has for 400 years. And for us to be able to think about what it means to have a design museum in the city of design felt like a really interesting challenge.
Matt, do you consider this Chicago to be a city of design? I mean, where does it rank when you think about other cities, not just here in America, but internationally?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think it definitely is a city of design, and it's one of the centers in the world of design. And Chicago has a really, really rich history of design. Some of the stories which are hidden, and that's one of the interesting things that we try to do at the museum is kind of unearth some of those stories and really present them to the public so that people can enjoy and celebrate this rich history that the city has.
We've had architects on the program and we've talked a lot about the built environment around us. When you say the design museum, it's not just architecture. Design plays a role in a lot of other mediums.
Absolutely. So over the past 5 years, we've done about 8 major exhibitions in different places. And we focused on design across a very wide definition of the discipline. So we did a show on the late Deborah Sussman, where Deborah designed the 1984 Olympics identity in Los Angeles. And by way of that, was basically responsible, I'm going to oversimplify here, but was basically responsible for the color palette of the 80s. And she had just passed weeks before we opened the exhibition. And it became this really wonderful opportunity for us to present her legacy.
So it's almost a design of what we remember, or the idea of a time, a place in time.
Absolutely. And we think about when we're defining the field through these exhibitions, or we're highlighting parts of the field through these exhibitions, we're thinking very deeply about the cadence of our shows as well. So we want each show to be massively and wildly different from the show that preceded it, mm-hmm. and then from the show that follows it. So, for example, right now with City of Ideas, the show is very dark. It's very dramatic, and there's a lot of contrast, and it's because we're focusing on the words and the ideas. The show before this was all about paper. So we laid OSB across the floor, and our exhibit design team built these really wonderful tables and huts out of it and sort of unfolded the way that we're displaying the work out of the design of the space itself. Mm-hmm. And that show was very bright and full of energy. The paper moved when he walked under it. And we think about not only the disciplines, but also the design.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, there's so much creativity. If you're going to broaden the idea of what is considered design past architecture or I guess any sort of art, and we get into color palettes of decades. I mean, you can really go anywhere with the idea of what is considered design.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really great point. And one exhibition that we did do that I wanted to mention in relation to that was the State of Detroit, and that was a really fantastic show that kind of broadened that definition in the sense that we were looking at how people in Detroit were grappling with some of the economic issues that are occurring in the city, and really thinking about the design of the communities that we live within and the way we engineer and design cities, both from a top-down standpoint, government standpoint, to even mm-hmm. sort of small community initiatives. So that was really a successful show for us in that sense, is that it helped to broaden that definition.
We're talking about the Chicago Design Museum here in downtown Chicago, which is celebrating its five-year anniversary. Their big exhibit right now, City of Ideas, Architects, Voices, and Visions. This is really where we hear architects talk about architecture and design in their own words. What does it do to help us understand architecture? Meaning, you know, you hear architects talk about it, but really it's a visual medium. So talk about what does it mean to actually have the words of the architects in this exhibit?
Well, I think for me, what's really, really interesting about this show and what we hope that the patrons that come to the museum experience is that really architecture is much broader than what some might think is just being, you know, designs on paper that then get built into structures. So it's really inspiring to go through this show and see these interviews with the architects, listen to the interviews with the architects, and hear their individual perspectives. Some of them are talking about they're very, very artistic, and they're very, very different in the way they approach architecture as an art form. And one of them, for example, Kengo Kuma, has this fantastic quote about wanting to create architecture that's as vague and ambiguous as a rainbow. And so you think about, well, what does that mean, you know? And mm-hmm. he's very interested in the idea of the individual elements that make up architecture, so the materials and sort of revealing the particles of those materials. And so it's kind of fascinating because you're like, well, what is it? It's very abstract, but you're like, what does that mean? And so hopefully, you know, people come to the show and engage with things like that and really walk away with a you know, a sort of new perspective on architecture also as an art form and not just like a building.
Because it's not just concrete or it's not just sort of glass and the things that go on. I mean, we had Jeannie Gang was on the show not too long ago talking about her aesthetic or her philosophy of wanting to create an ecosystem around her buildings. There's something more, especially when you talk about some of the buildings that are even being built today, than just getting on a I don't even know what you call it, a drawing table and saying this is what the building's going to look like. Okay, we need this much money to do. Like, there's a lot more that goes into it.
And that's one of the things that I love most about the show is we actually do it. Jeannie Gang is one of our participating architects that's on the show. And it's really interesting to see all the perspectives from 10 really amazing architects from all across the world and how in some cases they disagree with one another and how even though that they're all prolific in their own way, they carry these massively different manifestos and these massively different ideas, and they're all important and interesting, and it's much harder to dismiss it as good or bad when you see them all in context of one another.
Yeah, it's so interesting. All right, Tanner, I'm very interested in this concept of where Chicago ranks because we kind of talked about that right at the beginning. But when you think of Chicago as a design town, where are we? I mean, are we kind of out there in terms of taking risks and doing things that are, you know, that the world has not seen before? Are we a little bit more meat and potatoes when it says this is a big city and this is what we're expected of? Where does Chicago rank when it comes to expansiveness, if you will, when it comes to design?
Number one.
Really?
I have to say that. It's my job.
We beat Phoenix?
Yeah. But way ahead of Phoenix. No, I honestly, I mean that. And I think the design in Chicago is a very meat and potatoes thing, but it's also very exploratory and inventive and interesting. We live in a city where, because we're in the Midwest, we solve our own problems. You know, like I mentioned earlier, I grew up on a farm, and when we found a pothole, we fixed the pothole. Or we went and talked to the mayor ourselves and got it done, you know. And I think that heart and that energy is in Chicago. I think we have this constant desire to make the city better, and by way of making the city better, by making the United States better and making the world better. And, you know, it started a century ago with the railroads and how we're able to export objects and ideas across the United States. And I think it's still, I think we're still following that path.
The architects, the urban planners, the designers of the Chicago's history have always been ahead of the curve when it comes to what we preserve in our lakefront. We saw the battle for the Lucas Museum not too long this summer. But this concept that there has been forward thought and planning that we have followed in structure for you know, centuries here in Chicago. I mean, that's something that you've seen in some cities, and especially in the Rust Belt, that didn't. You know, you look at their lakefront, or you look at the way they plan their city, and they're trying to figure out ways out of it now. When you think of Chicago in that way, and the way that we see even the new parks, the Maggie Daly Park or Millennium Park, things of that nature, there seems to be a very progressive-leaning approach to design.
Yeah, I would say that's true. And just to build on what Tanner was talking about, I think, you know, he mentioned the idea that a lot of the sort of like motivation behind designers here is to sort of get things done, solve problems. But I think one of the things that really makes Chicago unique and maybe pushes it, you know, into this sort of like world-class realm is that it's always been done. There's always been a sort of artistry involved in how it's been executed. So that goes from like the idea of the lakefront and preserving green spaces in the city back from, you know, over 100 years ago. to even the things that we see today. People like we're designers here in Chicago like to get things done and produce work that solves problems, but they always integrate a kind of artistry to it that really, I think, is what we see as making the city unique in that sense.
My last question here really has to do with the emotion around design, because we've talked on the program about how we're supposed to feel about the architecture that's in front of us. We broadcast the program right on Michigan Avenue, right? And it's beautiful to look up and down Michigan Avenue and see all these things. It evokes an emotional response. It does something to us. And there are also some people say, no, it doesn't. That's just where I work. I mean, what is the great design supposed to do? What's it supposed to unlock for us emotionally?
I think great design is supposed to solve a problem. I don't think it's supposed to necessarily unlock something emotionally unless that's the intent, unless that's the problem that the designer is trying to solve. But I often think that the intention of a designer is almost to design themselves out of the equation. It should be, in my opinion, is to design themselves out of the equation. So when you look at a really beautifully kerned logo, you don't think about the kerning. The fact is it's kerned, so that, which is the space between the letters, so that you can read it more easily and you can understand it
right,
sort of quicker. And I think that design in its really kind of core is about solving problems.
Does it get too convoluted or too confused with art design? I mean, good design?
Well, I was actually going to
go the other
slightly
way.
Disagree with
it. Please.
Not disagree with it, because I agree. Design is about, there's a lot of like problem solving in it. But I think where it breaches that realm or breaches that border with art is the personal perspective of the designer that's brought into it, the artistry that's brought into it, the aesthetics that are brought into it. And I think that's really where it's the merging of these two sort of, something that's very practical, which is something that's maybe a little bit more about emotion and feeling, unifying those two things in a very successful way is where design becomes art.
This is the argument of our time.
For the record, I agree.
it's not an argument anymore.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I want that.
Tanner Woodford is the executive director and founder of the Chicago Design Museum. Matthew Turdich is the executive creative director. The Chicago Design Museum turns 5 in 2017, and its exhibit, City of Ideas, Architects, Voices, and Visions, is on display through February. Guys, thanks for coming in tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.